Again,
Hello?
is it clear now? Is it better now?
In
My sound?
interpreters? Can you speak so that
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Minister of Environment and Energy, Mr. Kostas Kreekas, I
Okay.
would like to present to you our initiatives on urban development, housing, and land management. The anthropogenic activities produce real pressures on the environment and affect undoubtedly the development of cities and regions. The areas where these activities are developed should, of course, follow the state's regulations for spatial planning. We are at a time that sustainable development, although is not yet the norm in the field, it is the commonly accepted planning standard of all European countries' spatial planning systems. The General Secretariat for Spatial Planning and Urban Environment came forward with the critical initiative to accelerate the completion of the local urban plans and the utilization of latest technologies and digitization tools in these directions. Some of our ongoing actions are in spatial planning sector, the elaboration of five spatial planning frameworks for industry, tourism, renewable energy sources, mineral resources, and for aquaculture activities. And in urban planning sector, we launched a program regarding the development or upgrade and funding of all local urban plans for all 140 municipal units in the country. Plans that will define land uses, building regulations, road network, etc. Moreover, we have progress in terms of the local spatial urban plans for civil protection plans and disaster relief programs, and integrated spatial intervention project with several EU co-finance programs. For the first time in Greece, we activate a land use real estate tool for transferring building coefficient in spatial reception areas through the digital land bank. For example, if someone owns a listed or preserved building, there will be the potential of transferring the building coefficient to reception areas. We also launched the operation of the interactive digital map through which anyone can gain one-click access to geospatial information like land uses, building regulations, settlement boundaries, forest areas, archaeological sites, etc. Several actions are undertaken in order to activate urban regeneration projects and repurpose vacant, such as the financing of 16 integrated urban intervention projects in various municipalities, aiming to upgrade the urban environment and also prevent the impacts of climate change. Also, the financing and monitoring of large and emblematic urban regeneration projects like the Athenian Riviera Regeneration Project, as it aims to revamp a 70 kilometers coastal zone. The introduction of two new program policies named Maintain and Renovate, which aim to boost the utilization of the current building stock in city centers or traditional settlements. The promotion and financing of sustainable urban mobility plans and urban mobility projects like cycleways linking different communities and municipalities in Attica, Eurovelo routes, bike sharing schemes, and many more. The development of the National Accessibility Action Plan and the promotion of physical accessibility in urban areas through studies and projects to ensure accessibility in the open public space and also through the recording and monitoring of public buildings accessibility. And last but not least, we support the local governments to meet and take part in the European mission of 100 climate neutral cities. These were some of our key actions, and we hope these policies and efforts will be the pillars of important changes in the Greek planning environment towards truly sustainable and resilient cities. Of course, we are open to new ideas and best practices, and we use all possible networks and partnerships in these directions. Thank